Today is October 4th, 2019, and we are speaking with Charlie Mosshart, local farmer rancher. Charlie, do you know when your family first came to Clark County?
My mother's family came in the spring of 1909. They came from Missouri.
Do you know why they came here?
Cheap land.
What did the land cost then?
I'm thinking it cost $5 to $10 an acre, and that's with a set of improvements on it. They could have stopped in Pratt County, but the land cost $20 to $30 an acre there. They should have stopped.
You said 19? What year?
1909.
Okay. Did they establish a farm that first year?
No, they bought a farm that had a house and barn on it.
Okay. Were they running cattle when they first came?
They brought some cattle with them. My granddad came with his wife's folks. And when they came, they had my granddad had a milk cow, he had a pregnant sow, two bred mares, and a pregnant wife.
Do you know what kind of cattle he ran when he first came? Okay.
I'm going to say it was probably a dairy cross cow of some kind.
Right. But he had a milk cow.
Yeah, he had a milk cow.
Does that make you the third generation to be in Clark County?
Yeah.
Okay. When your family first came, what was their traditional role? Were they farming, just farming, ranching? Did they merchants? What did they do?
No, they were basically farmers and had some, had some livestock. Mm-hmm. Now, horses were draft-type horses. You didn't ride the draft horses. If you didn't take the wagon to town, you walked.
And you did this because the horses worked so hard?
No, it's a good way to mess up a good workhorse is to ride him. Or that was my granddad's theory.
Okay. By the time you came along, were they riding horses?
Yeah, he had a horse. I can remember his last team of draft horses. And yeah, he after he was here several years, he always usually had a horse he could ride.
Mm-hmm. Do you know when they started running cattle?
Well, they brought cows with them.
Well, you're saying milk cows.
That was his. I think his in-laws probably had brought some milk cows, but I think they probably bought some beef stock after they got here. Because it was cheaper here than where they come from.
Okay.
Well, they come from 50 miles from Kansas City, so a cow was worth more there than she was in western Kansas.
Right. Did they ever run sheep or goats?
Nope.
Do you know what kind of crops or crops they raised?
Capricorn, what they call it, some similar to Milo, only different, I think in good conditions it got a lot taller. And they raised wheat.
What was Capricorn used for?
Usually for fodder, but sometimes it'd make grain where you could harvest the grain.
How would you harvest it?
You'd cut the top off with a knife.
And throw it in a wagon, or did you stalk it?
You could bind it and shock it and then top the bundles, or some of it was just hand cut off the stalks with a knife.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like work.
Would have been. The first year my granddad was here, he plowed 40 acres with a sod plow, and the people that owned it give him whatever he could raise the first year, and he planted Capricorn. He didn't have a planter. He took a half a gallon syrup bucket and poked a hole in it and strung a wire through it, and every third round around the field he would put this hangus on the back of his plow and he'd roll down the furrow, and about every foot it would drop out 2 or 3 seeds. And he'd step on it, make sure he stepped on the seeds, and then the next round the plow covered it up. Mm-hmm. That was his first crop.
Describe a sod plow.
Oh, it's a one-bottom walking plow, only it's got, in place of having a short share on it, it's got long rods that come back 3 or 4 feet that make the sod turn over good.
Would it be self-scouring?
You took good care of it.
Would it have a rolling coulter?
No.
Okay. Are there any other stories that you can tell about your family's early experiences?
Well, back then you paid property tax on all your livestock and whatever machinery you had. And my granddad, they lived 17 miles from Ashland in Clark County. And he done his chores one morning, and he walked to Ashland and paid his taxes. Cost him a quarter for a bed that night. Cost him a dime for breakfast the next morning, and he walked home.
What did his taxes cost?
Huh?
What did his taxes cost?
I never heard that. I don't know.
Okay.
The part of the house that he stayed in is still here. It's right across the street over there.
The white one?
No, the blue one.
Really?
Really, that house was here in 1909.
Okay. Thinking about your ground that you farm and run cattle on, is there any particular topography that stands out?
Any what?
Topography. Is it real smooth? Is it hilly? Do you have big canyons?
Oh, I guess you'd call it rolling ground. Part of it's kind of steep, part of it's flat. Most of the farm ground has terraces on it.
Do you have any running water?
Occasionally.
When it floods. So, do you run rural water or do you have windmills?
We have some windmills. We have no rural water in Kansas.
How has your family's role in this community changed by your generation or your son's generation? What's changed about what you do?
Oh, dear.
Have you ever held a job as well as farming and ranching?
Yes, I've had a job.
What did you do? Or what do you do?
Well, I had a welding job early on, and then I independent trucker for several years, but I mean independent too.
Okay.
And even today I have some outside income. I pump some oil wells.
I seem to remember you helped run a restaurant for a while.
That was a hobby. It had to be a hobby. Didn't make no money.
Back to your family. Did you ever hire outside help to help with your farming ranching operations?
Very rarely.
Did you hire custom cutters, or did you cut your own wheat?
Both.
When you hired outside help, were they paid cash money, in kind? How did you pay people who helped you?
What do you mean? Would a check count for cash money?
Yes.
Okay, they were paid with money.
We've heard about folks that paid by giving you half a beef or giving you things instead of just money, if that's what they could afford.
Not really.
Okay. Sir, I forgot to ask. When were you born? Year.
That's personal. 1947.
Okay. About your current operation, to what extent is farming part of what you do now?
Oh, golly. I suppose 3/4.
Do you raise crops to feed your cattle?
Yeah, we raise some hay.
You run wheat pasture?
Occasionally. When you can get around to joint grass. You usually can't get it planted in time to have a lot of pasture because of the joint grass.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing no-till these days, or are you still traditional farming?
We do no-till on about a third of it.
Okay. Would you call it no-till or minimum till? Do you run cattle on that ground?
Some. You know, we use some chemical in place of tillage occasionally. I guess you'd call it minimum till.
Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like it's more than minimum, but.
Okay, this is kind of a, tell me what you think. How do you think ranching and how we run cattle has changed in the last 100 years? For instance, do you use a four-wheeler instead of a horse now?
Yeah.
Are you a cake box cowboy?
I guess you could say that, yes.
Do horses play any part?
Occasionally.
I don't think you ride, so do you have to hire, or do you have family come? How do you do that?
Get down on my knees and beg.
Well, surely offering to pay would bring you merit. You hire a nephew.
You just threaten them here, they're messing with their inheritance.
Well, your son doesn't ride horses either, does he? So you have to get your nephew to. Okay. What is how you handle cattle different than what your great grandpa did?
Oh. My great-grandpa.
Or your grandpa, excuse me.
Well, my granddad, up until probably about the time I was born, the cattle were driven everywhere they went. They wouldn't hauled anywhere. Mm-hmm. You drove them to the stockyards and they got on the train. And he usually never had enough cattle he could afford to. He could make out a carload where he could send me. You know, he had to sell them to a local buyer of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Did he ever drive cattle to Dodge himself?
No.
Okay, so he sold to a jackpot.
Well, he sold to a local trader, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
Well, there's a story that goes along with that. This would have been in the early 30s when it was really dry. They sold all their, I think he kept 2 or 3 milk cows and a bull, and they drove everything else to Ashland when that was the closest auction. And it had been dry, this was along in August. And they drove their cattle to Ashland, and they sold them. And they had to send the horses across the draws to get home that evening. And they went ahead and they raised some feed, and he had lots of feed for his cows. Shut that off.